Parents email all the time about everything. Are they right or wrong? Welcome back to Teacher Tales, where we follow one teacher fighting her way through career burnout to find work-life balance and educational bliss, if it still exists. This narrative episode of Teacher Tales, we learn that the customer is always right, but parents are not. Let's figure it out together. But first, another tale from your favorite teacher. Tegan Raines, a seasoned high school teacher, prided herself on clear communication and fostering positive relationships with parents. Little did she know, a simple misunderstanding would lead to a comedic yet insightful chapter in her teaching journey. One gloomy Monday morning, Tegan noticed a concerned email from one of her students' parents, Mrs. Rodriguez. Panicking, Mrs. Rodriguez expressed worry about her daughter's missing assignments and failing grades. Tegan, puzzled, could have sworn the student, Isabella, had been keeping up with her coursework. Tegan meticulously reviewed her records only to find Isabella had been present and participating in class. Perplexed, she decided to schedule a meeting with Mrs. Rodriguez to unravel the mystery. Okay, guys, parent emails you saying, oh, my student and this work and that work and blah, blah, blah. Okay, first emotion, what comes to mind? Okay, then how do you deal with it? The meeting day arrived and Mrs. Rodriguez entered Tegan's classroom with a furrowed brow. Tegan arrived, armed with attendance sheets and assignment records, began the discussion. As the conversation unfolded, Tegan realized the root of the confusion. It turned out Mrs. Rodriguez had misunderstood the online grading system, interpreting blanks as zeros for Isabella's missing assignments. Tegan, relieved, explained the system, highlighting Isabella's active participation and submission of all her work. She was a pretty great student at this point. The tension dissolved into laughter as both Tegan and Mrs. Rodriguez realized the humorous miscommunication. Tegan shared anecdotes of her own school days when her parents navigated the perplexing world of report cards and grading systems. How simple it was when you just mailed a report card home. In the end, the encounter taught Tegan a valuable lesson about the importance of not just assuming clarity, but ensuring it. She implemented clear communication channels, including detailed instructions for parents on interpreting online grades. The incident strengthened Tegan's relationship with Mrs. Rodriguez. They forged a bond founded on mutual understanding, shared laughter, and a commitment to Isabella's academic success. Tegan's amusing tale of parents' absent work confusion became a staple in her anecdotes, a reminder that in the world of education, sometimes, just sometimes, even the best intentions can get lost in translation or lost in an email. Okay, teachers, let's reflect. Now, before we even get into the point here, I know, at least for myself, when you see a parent email come through, you're like, oh, here we go. Because usually, not always, the email is about something that you did wrong. Not, I'm so sorry that my child is not doing what they're supposed to do. Which I have gotten some of those emails, and thank you, parents, for taking accountability, at least, I guess, partly taking your part of the accountability, because ultimately it's on the kid. I digress. It's great when you get an email that is awesome, but we just don't always get those from parents. So it's important that we get back past those first emotions and that we pretty much get to the bottom of the issue. So, number one, clear communication mitigates stress. Now, you may be saying, well, stress is coming anyway because I got this parent emailing me about something, but follow me. The story underscores the importance of clear communication to prevent unnecessary stress and confusion. Educators should prioritize transparent communication with parents, ensuring that they know what the grading system is, the attendance policy, emergency systems, the expectations for your classroom as well. Making sure that those things are understood help to get rid of the undue stress. Now, sometimes there is a misunderstanding for something specific to their child, like them being out due to illness, or there being a school field trip, or we have sports and clubs. You know, various things happen throughout the school year where a teacher and a parent may need to communicate on very specific things to their child. But that's not always the case. If that can only be the case, that means that you're doing a great job as a teacher letting parents know what to expect from your classroom and updating them at appropriate times. I know personally, I like to send out messages a week before progress reports are due, a week before report cards are due. And then I try to send something out right after the 9 weeks. So I'll tell parents like, hey, first 9 weeks is over. That portion was about the communication process and communicating in the class and teamwork and leadership, which is actually true. And then the second 9 weeks is about the professional part of the course, you know, interviews and resumes and careers. That is also true. So I send out these emails and messages that make sure everyone is abreast of the information that has been covered and what is to come soon. So clear communication minimizes misunderstandings and reduces the likelihood of stress-related burnout because of parent emails. Now, number two, finding humor in the challenges is a must. So in this situation, Tegan and the parent, Mrs. Rodriguez, which I had so much trouble saying that over and over again in this episode, but they come together and they pretty much figure out like, oh, this is actually nothing. There's no conflict here. And so they were able to laugh about it. So hopefully you, Mr. or Miss Educator, have also had these kind of instances where you get that email. You probably start off with the frustration that's typically first on the emotional timeline. But hopefully you've gotten to humor in some of these conversations where it started off difficult. And then you kind of figure out like the common ground. You and the parent have come to an understanding of what was missing. And oftentimes there's just a missing link in the communication or an understanding of a process. And then you can look back and laugh at it. Like, oh, you know, little Johnny's with something else, isn't he? Yeah. You know, I've gotten to places in my conversations with parents like that. So it's awesome when you can end that way and you can find humor in the challenges because challenging situations are going to happen. So it can be a powerful tool against burnout when you can laugh at the things that kind of stink, right? It can alleviate the stress, but also can foster a positive relationship with said parent or said educator. Because these emails aren't just limited to parents. We get them from other people as well. This story is just dealing with the parent email, which emails from other people may be in another episode. So moving on to number three, mutual understanding creates empathy for one another. So Tegan's empathy towards Mrs. Rodriguez's confusion, it showcases the significance of mutual understanding. So we as educators should approach challenges with empathy, recognizing that parents like us, are trying to navigate oftentimes unfamiliar aspects of their child in the education system. Like, these parents don't know everything, the ins and outs, as many resources as we give. As many times as I could say, why don't they just check Skyward or Schoology? Those are the things that we use. Oftentimes they just don't. There may be a barrier of some sort that prevents them from being able to do that, whether it's mentally or physically or monetarily. So empathizing with these parents and saying, okay, a lot of times they're not the enemy. I've had so many conversations with parents where they go, I don't know what to do with this child. Like, please help me. Thank you for understanding. And it's because you can look at the situation with empathy and try to help. This understanding fosters a supportive environment that reduces stress and contributes to a more sustainable outcome and career for you as an educator, for me as an educator, because you're not fighting with parents all the time. You're not dying on every hill. So let's reflect one more time. Clear communication mitigates stress, at least the undue, unnecessary stress. Number two, find humor in the challenges. It's going to just make your life a little bit happier. Yes, things stink sometimes, and that's just a part of life. You can't get rid of that. But if you can look back and laugh on it as much as possible, not everything's going to be funny, but as much as you can, if you could look back and laugh at the things that were stressful, then it's going to create more work-life healthy balance for you. And lastly, mutual understandings create empathy, because now we can get in the mud with them and say, we're all dealing with this. I'm trying to help Isabella figure this stuff out too. Mom, Dad, help me, please. And they go, we sure will, at least in a perfect world. So that is our episode for today. Of course, I'll have someone else on. I think I got Sharita, an old high school friend, to talk about more of these things in detail. But until next time, keep teaching, keep learning, and I will see you all on the next journey.